When a developer looks at a city, they are an optimist that views the possibilities of what could be, much like a musician contemplates a blank sheet of staff paper as their fingers rest on the piano keys. Every building in our city at one point had an underlying commonality of optimism, with a developer's vision of what could be serving as the catalyst for creation. Each new building was a living embodiment of hope. In order for a city to thrive and grow, optimism must be present. Thankfully, optimism is contagious. Success begets success. One can point to neighborhood gentrification as living proof of this thesis. Conversely, pessimism or hopelessness can spread like a cancer and begin to destroy. Therefore, some neighborhoods thrive while others fail. People move out instead of in, leaving shells of homes decaying like ruins of what once was, what could have been. The built environment becomes a mirror that reflects ourselves. So what will our reflection look like going forward? How will our actions today be remembered by our children and grandchildren tomorrow? My company is dedicated to the pursuit of what could be in Baltimore. We will do our part. There are so many other community, civic, and business leaders that feel the same way as we do. This is our time, and it is incredible to think about what could be.